Hey you, it's Anil. I'm here with MTV's David Robert.
Hi, I love the Hey You. I love Hey You.
Hey You.
I still love hearing that here with David Robert.
Yes. Needed that. Still got it. Still got it, y'all.
And fashion icon Netta Kalantar is here.
Love yes. Fashion icon to my mom.
No, I love that. Fashion icon.
As I'm sitting here literally in like the same outfit I've worn like 7 days in a row.
No, ma'am, I've never seen you wear that before.
You can turn a look.
You really can turn a look.
Okay, so today we're going to be breaking down Vanderpump Rules, Hurricane Lala, The Real Housewives of New York, Barbara's Can Bake, and Sonia Morgan's Paper Magazine Party.
Yep.
And, I mean, kind of the ever-so-boring Lucy Apple Juicy drama.
Still juicy,
you're both
though.
Turning on Beverly Hills. I can't wait to get into this.
Oh, my God, yeah. So much to discuss, so much to talk about.
It's a good week.
Yeah, let's dive in first with Beverly Hills. Let's do it.
Welcome to Thirst, a reality TV podcast proudly produced in Canada.
You talking about the thirst trap?
With your favorite washed-up Canadian reality TV personalities, Anil and Netta.
Thirsty for more.
Each week, catch up on the latest reality TV drama.
The thirst is real.
We're back. We're talking about Beverly Hills, and I wish we had something new to talk about, but it's the exact same thing.
I mean, even Bethany called it out.
I was about to say, who are you, Bethany?
Bethany went on Twitter, and she was pretty savage about, like, this is the fourth episode, guys, and we're still talking about this.
No, you know what? Frankly, the story keeps changing. It's evolving. It's like, we're not talking about the same thing. It's like, what is the truth here?
Literally, new texts. Think we finally got, like, hopefully, it's a wrap. They were both involved.
Yeah.
They both got their hands dirty.
No, now they're going to fight about Lisa not taking...
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Technical difficulties.
But if anything, I feel like I'm such a Lisa Vanderpump fan, and I always defend her. But once those texts came out with Teddy, I was almost like, Lisa's more at fault because she was the one that's best friends with Dorit. And Teddy hates her. So, of course, she's going to go against her.
Fucking Teddy. True. Being like, oh, my God, I have never done anything like this to anyone. I've never lied. It's like, you're selling it too hard. You've clearly lied sometime in your life.
Yeah.
And what, you weren't in high school ever? You were clearly shady before you. It's not even a bad thing. Like, ew.
Yeah, I just think that it's... I don't know. Bethany literally says, stop talking about the dog. The dog didn't work out. Dog got returned. That bummed Lisa Vanderpump out. Who cares? Some guy told Teddy one line about it in a text. I'm not seeing the big deal. Am I missing something? Do you think it got blown out of proportion just so we have a storyline?
No, it got blown out of proportion because it's Lisa Vanderpump and everyone was waiting.
Her.
They were waiting for something for them to turn against the Queen Bee, and they have it, and they're not letting this go. They are not
letting
this go.
And they finally approved. It's like she literally was involved, but then played so like she... Oh, I cannot talk about this. That's why they're pissed. Also, can I just say, I don't appreciate Bethany coming for a Housewives franchise. Like, stay in your lane. Like, have camaraderie.
What? I loved her coming at them because she's like... I'm providing so much shit on mine, and you guys are still talking about a dog? Like,
that's
my
true.
Dog thing passed within 10 seconds of me crying and them sharing that.
Yeah, in New York, we have her boyfriend dying over
her
on
dog
Luann in rehab. She's like, we're actually showing our lives, and you guys are talking
fair.
About dogs.
You know what? Fair.
Something that David actually brought up while we were watching this is why the season feels so different of Beverly Hills is because they are breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Where other Real Housewives, they're talking about the real
inner
lives.
Drama between friends. It's like, you lie. You said this about my husband. You did it. Now they're, this whole fight is not about the dog happening, about who brought the dog, like, into the show. Like, who decided to talk about this on camera? How did this, you know what I mean?
It's all about what happened on camera. What happened on camera. It's like, no, I don't want to feel like I'm watching a show. I want to feel like I'm, like, watching your guys' lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it almost adds a different dimension that isn't needed.
Because
they're not even delivering that great of looks, too.
Wow.
Except for Dorit.
Yeah, Dorit's been consistent, but Erica Jane's been, like, a letdown. Where
Erica
last
Jane,
season,
like you
it
said,
was... Episode after episode, look after
look. I don't
look.
Get what's happening with Erica.
And Neil said, like, she's obviously not friends with Mikey right now or something. Like,
she's styling herself.
She's styling herself. It's a mistake.
It's
or, like, she
watch.
Did something to, like, fuck over Mikey, and Mikey's just like, I'm going to give you the worst looks of your life.
Has Mikey been on it? He was. He was on that vacation, wasn't he?
He was in the vacation.
Yeah. Oh. Where did they even go? Oh, the Bahamas.
Wait, those looks were good, though. See?
When Mikey's
involved.
When Mikey's around, it is true. Okay, so let's talk about Denise Richards. She gets
Queen.
Loaded on the way to a lunch with Kyle Richards and Lisa Vanderpump, and the whole dinner revolves around her talking about her boyfriend's penis size.
She's dickmatized. I call her drunk niece Richards, which I love.
She was fun. She's letting her hair down with these girls. Like, yes. I feel like where other housewives would get nervous going to like a lunch with Lisa Vanderpump, Kyle Richards, the OG, she's like, I'm getting drunk and talking about my boyfriend.
Especially she knows she's the
biggest star.
Yeah.
She's also
yeah.
the biggest star. Like, she expects them to be nervous in front of her, and I think they are. Erica's bumbling. Literally. Bumbling friggin' she's like, oh my god, I loved you in that movie. Which is like
they're
true.
Like
I would too.
It's like over her.
Play cool.
Yeah, no one's playing a clue around yeah, Denise, which no. is like it's usually really hard to break it to these housewives, and they're almost trying to be friends with her, which I love.
Yeah, they never like the new housewife, but they're just like, Denise, we should do lunch.
They welcomed her in with like such form.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that they did, because she is really bringing just a different element to this show. And it's not like she's really provided anything super like, oh damn, yeah, Denise, but like every time she's on my screen, I'm so happy.
Me too. She's yeah. just saying, I love my boyfriend's big dick. We're like, fair.
Well, how soon is too soon with a group of new friends to be talking
Never
about your sex
too
life?
Soon.
Never too soon?
Never too soon for me.
See, I was about to say that I don't actually like PDA conversation, like talking about, but then I guess when I'm drunk, I do. Maybe that's why she was doing it, because she was drunk.
True,
oh, I
yeah.
just say that because I feel like I'm always drunk.
Like, it's coming up no matter
yeah.
what.
Like, if I'm sober, I'm home alone, so obviously I'm not talking about it.
Fair.
True. Okay, so let's talk about the fact that it's Camille's 50th birthday.
Wow,
then
she looks 40.
Dorit finally comes to the revelation. Two of her friends have been plotting against her. What would you do in this situation? I feel like Dorit is so calm.
Shocking.
Right?
I mean, I feel like there's got to be a few pills involved there.
Oh, she's on Tularezza, like, But no, also, I think, again, I hate that it's all about the show, but I think Dorit is, like, sweet. Like, I'm the center of this season so far.
Really?
Because if it was real, if you did this to me, Anil, I would be...
Throwing tantrums, right?
Tantruming that we...
It's kind of weird how calm
she
is.
I don't want to be mean. This sounds really mean, but she comes across a little dumb to me. As if she just does, mm-hmm. is not comprehending the situation. And that's why she's not mad, because she just doesn't get what's going on.
Right. Dorit,
keep calling her that.
Weird. Dorit is not... Yeah, she doesn't have a 4.0. Like, let's be real. Like, she went to...
She just doesn't get yet, really, how screwed over maybe she's been.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something hasn't clicked
yeah.
yet.
The reunion.
It hasn't gone into the press yet, which is what we see for next week. Which
oh,
is
maybe
when
that's
she's
what
like,
it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah, 100%. And then we see Camille Grammer coming for Denise a little. No, oh my god.
Oh my god. Weird.
Take a shot every time now.
Yeah.
But basically, she's coming for Dorit, saying that is Dorit's money real. Mm. And I feel like this
which
is a storyline which is harping up. It's everybody come for Dorit. And
that's
well,
a
Dorit
much more interesting storyline to me. Is Dorit's
oh, it's
money
true.
Real?
True. They don't own that house. He's being sued for all that money in Vegas. You
it's
know
like
this,
$15
right?
$15 million.
Wait. Some money for Vegas for what?
Literally from the Wynn, I think, or a big hotel in Vegas. Like he,
like
didn't
he gambled
pay his bill.
Or something.
Yeah, he didn't pay it, and it's like in the millions.
Oh damn.
Yeah, they're having money issues.
Talking about Vegas, this is kind of like really off point. But did you guys see that guy who just tried to rob the Bellagio
mm-hmm.
yesterday?
I loved that.
Oh my god, yeah, because I'm obsessed with Ocean's 11 so
much.
Such
a good movie.
Yeah, this guy straight up tried to just rob the Bellagio, like, ran out with a bag of cash.
Do you know they shot him dead?
I mean, like, I know, that's why I shouldn't be laughing.
Like, it's...
But he shot a cop. He tried to shoot a cop, and then...
Jesus, this is such a... We're taking a turn on fucking reality spot. Anyway, enough about police brutality. Back to...
No, he shot the cop first, but the cop survived because he had a bulletproof vest.
Yeah. Oh my god, so stressful. I mean, okay, let's talk about this last car ride home where we see Lisa Vanderpump let her defenses down. And she says, you know, I can't believe that Teddy was like, you know, we can be civil. And she's like, if you could be so lucky, bitch. Oh,
loses the accent.
It was a moment that I was like, Lisa Vanderpump has put on a show this entire time. And this is what the Real Housewives actually see.
This is a very real
see.
Moment, yeah.
And she didn't know, I don't think she knew she was being filmed or like that what's going to air because... She really, that was the real Lisa Vanderpump
knew.
Coming
her
out.
And, her and Lisa, or her and Kyle drunk in the back of the car. This is on camera.
Yeah, Kyle was drunk.
Just splashing over JJ everywhere.
You know what? It's not a party until Kyle like is doing the splits in a tight red leather dress.
Yeah.
We need to see way more of Lisa Vanderpump just being a bitch and like just owning it like she did in that car ride because I just loved her so much more.
It is true. Like when she's owning it, you are the queen bee of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
So it's... Plays into your character really well.
Own it, Lisa. Own it.
Lisa Rinna soaking this all up.
Oh my god. So many GIF moments of her just loving it. Like,
I just hate her so much, but I but I love her so much because every time she's on the TV, I'm like, you're gold. You're reality TV gold. I don't like you as a person probably or what you're doing.
You know what?
But everything else, she's just such a great character. And if I can separate the character from the person, I love her.
This is why it's so interesting that everyone likes different housewives. Because I get a vibe from her that she is easy to get along with, true good friend. Like, you know when you can see housewives, you're like, oh, I wouldn't like you even if I like you on the show, or you wouldn't like me.
Yeah.
I get like a good vibe from Lisa Rinna. You can't even tell, like, I would be afraid of telling my secrets to her. Because she would, like, hold down the back of her head and then use it against me.
She wrote it down.
She did it to Eden Tassion, basically.
Justice for Eden.
Okay, so who is your MVP of this episode before we wrap up on Beverly Hills? Because they were bringing looks. We had all the housewives together.
Oh my god.
Dare I say, we didn't even talk about this. Oh my gosh, we could talk about this all day. Like, I'm only gonna choose Teddy Mellencamp because she lost her damn mind and she was like, I got no fucks to give, and was coming for Lisa. Remember, she was sassing, like, she really.
True, she had comebacks.
She had comebacks and she was really calling it out. So, just for that, instead of your, like, not for your, like, embarrassing what was me shit before, but Teddy, you're my MVP this week.
Wow.
Lisa's always my MVP. You don't even have to ask.
I think that it might.
I can just sense the disappointment in you. This is what I love, though, about you guys. We always have such different opinions.
Think everyone would like the same housewives, but that's what's so crazy. Everyone likes a different housewife.
It's like sports, really, for the streets.
It is. It is.
I would say just Dory, based on looks.
You love Dory.
And she was so calm, and she could have handled that a lot worse. So
based on her 35-inch ponytail alone, she's Anil's MVP.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to rewatch the Billie Lee, Raquel, La Hurricane Gate moment, and we'll be back to break it all down. It is hurricane season, and Hurricane Lala came to destroy the cast of Vanderpump
Rules. In her J-Lo dress.
Which was gorgeous, sorry.
I mean, finally, because this is what makes the show so great, is these messy kind of tornado fights, and, like, you never know where they're going. Yeah, exactly. It's always somebody going on a mental break that is
and
really
entertaining.
And they're
very real. Very real.
100%. There was nothing calculated about Lala.
No.
Targeting or anything that she said, that was pure emotion.
The only thing that was fake about this was Lala pretending like she's still a host.
Yeah, I mean, guys, you guys have been cleaning these menus.
Yeah.
Like, no, you haven't.
I just fly on private jets and clean these menus in my spare time.
That's kind of stupid, actually.
They do work there because they're forced to go in for these shifts, but it's just the fact that they're, I don't know.
Well,
they
I read that most of them work one tiny shift a week, like 2 or 3 hours a week.
Yeah, I'm sure they have to be there, but I'm sure that there's people pulling the weight. Like, think about it. If Billie's the host of this brunch and she's running around screaming, Lala's running around screaming, who's working? Who's hosting the brunch?
I feel like you don't see anyone eating there, and it's like, wow.
No, the one shift they show up for is the one shift that they film there, and that's it.
Yeah, no, exactly. Sure. That's exactly it.
Okay, so let's just start breaking down this fight. First, we have Lala versus Raquel, the Bambi-eyed bitch.
Wow.
Oof. I just wish Raquel could, like...
The Bambi-eyed bitch.
I really wish she could stand up for herself and speak more eloquently and just form sentences. Because I'm really in Raquel's, like, corner here.
Me
but
too.
It's like, girl, defend yourself.
If someone was popping off in my face that hard, I would absolutely lose it. And I would be, like, even more. She's just, like, taking it.
Oh, no. Yeah. I just want her to have, like, some solid comebacks. Like, someone just needs to sit with her and write her some lines and let her go in prepared for the next fight. So she has some, like, killer zingers.
Yeah,
she's like, Lala, don't yell at me.
You're
going to
poke
my eye out. I mean, God, you're going to poke my eye out. I am fucking dead.
That was a good line, though.
No, that's iconic. I stan her.
So are we team Lala or team Raquel?
I don't think anyone's team Lala here.
No, not true. It's like, you know what? I'd be extremely sensitive about my, like, pass away parent, which I get.
True.
It's like, you did overhear her saying the dad card. That'd be a trigger.
Yeah, she didn't really say the dad card. She's just, basically. She didn't say that word for word, but she says that she's blaming all of her anger and stuff on her dad.
I'm pretty sure she was like, she's pulling the dad thing or something like that, didn't she?
Yeah, but this is my thing, is why doesn't Lala just say, listen, bitch, I'm going through a hard time. You know everything about my dad. Don't talk about my dad. The end.
No, she hates her. She, for some reason, hates Raquel.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be the association with James.
100%. And it does come from the fact that she even brings it up. She's like, you're so proud of the fact that you slept with Lala. There's this sexual tension still between them. Even if they're not really, like, you know, into each other, they don't want to be dating. There's this weird sexual tension that's causing all these fights.
It's like, James is fucking hot.
I think it's also, too, you have to remember, they came into the cast like underdogs. Mm-hmm. They band together. The cast,
you're so right.
They bullied them. Literally, yes. James and Lala. And now Lala's a cool kid. James is not. Yeah. Like, does Lala not feel back? I don't know. I would always be extending grace to that person when we were both on the outs,
right?
What did
he even do to her? I don't remember. I guess he, like, made fun of Russell. It's like, bitch.
Yeah, that's
Russell.
Randall.
What is his name?
Oh, Randall. I am fucking dead.
That's her, like, you know, her man now.
She's like, don't talk about me, man. You know what? I do love Lala. Like, Queen Lala, don't get me wrong. But sometimes I'm like, shut up.
She's hard to root for. In this episode, she was kind of
hard. And the internet really has turned against. Like, really? They love James and Raquel now. They love them.
Yes.
And the internet was so anti-Lala. Everyone was like, how come she didn't get fired from
Super doing this? Yeah. I mean, the thing about the whole firing thing is, like, now I hate that that happened because now nobody's going to act a fool at Sir, which is the main. Like,
well, I mean, she just did, so apparently they don't care anymore.
Yeah, I wonder how it's going to shake out, though. Like, she has to be reprimanded.
He does work there, though. It's like he's DJing at this event. It's like he's not even real. I'm ready for that drama to move on from. We were talking about this, or we were going, you know.
You just mean, like, the James not being able to work.
Keep it moving, honey.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see this tide shift in Mexico for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Billie Lee tries... they fight twice. So the first time...
they do!
Billie Lee... Lala goes into it with the best of intention. She basically is saying, like, I want to know where we went wrong.
She was being so articulate in that fight. I remember watching that, knowing what was coming up. It was the second time I saw the episode. Knowing she was going to pop off. I was like, wow... you're really getting your point across really well here.
And it was great. And that's why it was weird that they didn't reconcile, because Lala wanted to reconcile and she wasn't mad at that
point. Babe, it's because friggin' Billy out of nowhere is like, listen, it's not you that I don't like, it's your character. And she's like, what?
Yeah, you can't just say you don't like someone's character.
That's the biggest burn. That's like all of me is my character.
Like, you're literally insulting them as a human being, but no offense or anything.
Yeah, literally she's like, I wish you would have just called me a bitch instead of like attacking my character. She's like, I was just questioning your character.
She's like, as a human being, I'm allowed to do that. I'm like, I don't know, bitch.
Yeah, and we were saying this while we were rewatching it too, where I get Lala's point of view, where when I'm mad, anyone that's in my path is
who's next?
Fucked. It doesn't matter. You could be my best friend, and you're just, like, patting me on the back, and I'll be like, don't fucking touch me right now!
Literally, yeah. Anybody could be, like, I could be parched, and they could be bringing me water. I would smack the water out of their hand. Like, get the fuck out of my way.
I'd be like, you've always hated me. Fuck you.
Literally.
We are very extreme human beings, so.
And then they get back at it by... Billy trying to kick Lala out. Like, get the fuck out.
Does she have
get
that authority? Out.
Well, she's acting like a manager of Billy's brunch. Billy is,
literally,
I mean.
Yeah.
And Lala was, like, popping off at Sir. Like, we haven't seen since, like, Kristen season 3.
Literally.
Like, she's freaking out at Sir.
And Peter just in the back.
Oh, my God. Peter with his pit task. Just restocking the bucket fridge.
I wonder what Lisa would have done if she was there and she saw that actually happening. Like, whose side would she have taken?
Oh, she would have definitely taken Billy Lee and Raquel's, because she hates Lala. She's been taking subtle jabs at Lala
season. Fair enough, actually, with the whole Randall thing. She's like, you're not on my level.
Yeah, 100%. I think Lisa's going to come down hard on Lala.
Lala looked stupid the way she was talking to the third person, being like, you just are happy, fuck Lala. Yeah. Like, I'm better than people. Da, da, da. Or she didn't say that. She's like, I'm above people. I'm not better than people.
I'm
I was
above,
like, bitch.
I mean, so those of you who aren't following them online, you might know this, but basically Lala just kind of came out as an alcoholic since she's been battling with addiction. And now the internet came at her even harder, saying like, oh, this is a coincidence
on
the episode that you act a fool. But
Have you even ever been drunk on the show? Go on, Neil.
Yeah,
sorry.
But I was going to say, one, this is pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Two, her acting like this probably was one of the days where she's like, okay, I got to do something about this. And now she's doing it, and it just aligns with the storyline. Like, I just hate the internet that when they're against someone, anything that person does, they come at them. It's like, come on now. Like, that's, like, brave of her to say publicly.
Right.
Like, don't tear her down. I'm, like, not... I'm all for the love for James and Raquel, but I'm not... a fan of
the we don't hate Lala. Lala. No, ma'am.
No, and I did watch her Instagram video where she was, like, crying.
She cried? This. Tears?
Yeah, there was, tears. She got real emotional, and it felt very real. And usually I feel like I can, like, differentiate between it, but it felt very real.
Well, it's tears or no tears. I always say that. It's like when housewives are like, and you did this to me. It's like, bitch, I don't see a single tear. That's not a real cry.
Yeah,
that's a real cry. And her saying it's, like, convenient, people saying it's convenient timing, like, maybe it is convenient timing because she saw herself in this light, and she's like, this isn't what I want to be, and that's what led her to go to
Yeah, you're right. She was, that was one of the times she was like, oh my god, I'm an alcoholic.
The trailer comes out and the big line is, you Bambi-eyed bitch.
Oh my god.
Poor little Raquel. Like, it's also like Lala's not picking like worthy opponents either.
Don't pick on the weak Raquel.
It's
easy. You know what? It's funny. I used to accuse a friend of doing this. He would always act super tough on like weak people.
Yeah.
But then would never, you know, but to seem badass, but never would actually stand up to someone like hardcore too. And it's like, that's what Lala's doing. It's like, oh, you seem real hood when you're like, oh, right, coming at Billy.
You
like,
can't go at someone who can't come back at you. Her and Billy, at least Billy's coming back at her, but Raquel just stands there like, leave her alone.
And this has been the third time Raquel has just stood there in and your fury.
Exactly.
Okay, so just a side note, I just have a question because earlier in the episode, Brittany was told that she can't drink. So I wanted to ask you guys, you can only drink at one of these events. You're told by a doctor you can only drink at one.
Oh my god, no way. It is
your wedding,
okay,
a major birthday trip to Mexico, or your bachelor bachelorette party. You can only drink at one. Which one
would it be? Trip to Mexico, because I'm never getting married, so I don't have to worry about the other two.
I mean,
well, you just did that real quick.
Those are good. You know what? I shouldn't be drunk at my wedding, and like, although I'm also extremely ring free on my finger, it's like you got to drink on your bachelor party. I think I choose the bachelor party. I could just have a relaxing Mexico vacation.
Yeah, that's true. As long as there's a beach, you're right.
Bachelor party, honey.
What about you're the only one with a ring on your finger?
I know, and your bachelor party's gonna be insane in Mexico, bitch.
Yeah, it probably. Okay, we're gonna go watch New York and we'll be back to talk about Barbara's clam bake.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Bye.
Hey, you is here. I know in my gut I will fall. Over 200 reality shows.
Good stuff.
That does sound nice.
Download and watch on the go.
Man down.
What a dog.
Binge series from the very beginning.
That I want to try.
Go to heyu.ca or download the app to get your favorite reality shows for $5.99 per month. Hey You, reality on demand.
Poor girls, they better watch out.
All right, we're here to discuss the gift that just keeps on giving.
Yeah.
When you watch New York, you realize it's superior to anything else.
Yes, it's the greatest show on television. It's sent straight from God.
Literally, it is the best comedy, the most real moments, Bethany and Dorinda talking about death, like... I get so much out of it. The best written sitcoms don't have what
you know. It's the darkest humor that I love.
And hello, obviously we're talking about Real Housewives of New York City, babe.
Literally. It's crazy because this is why reality TV is so great. When they find a cast like this, it's like the Jersey Shore cast. Like, when there's a cast that just
works.
Everybody carries their weight.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, even though you're trying to shove Barbara down her face.
I know, I was just going to say, even though we hate her, she's still delivering.
Oh, we love it. It's weird she didn't have an... Apple, because bitch has three confessional looks. She's part of this scene.
Or not season. Good confessional looks.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, babe. No one said good.
It was because of the fact that she tried to sue Bravo to get that line taken off. So it was just that Bravo is like a powerhouse that you can't go against.
They're savage.
And it was like the slap in her face, literally, that she does not get an apple. But speaking of Barbara, let's dissect this clam bake. So we leave off the last episode, Sonia, Tinsley and Ramona, who was uninvited, show up. I mean, nothing really happens at the clam bake except for Ramona literally putting three full lobsters into a plastic bag.
I've never related shamelessly. To Housewife more.
Me too.
And she was only supposed
after
to bring...
After not being invited.
Literally, yeah, not being invited. She was supposed to bring food for one person, Dorinda, who wasn't there, and they loaded up a full bag.
No, $75 to $85 worth of fresh lobster.
Nuts.
And, like, not even, like, in a Incredible. To-go bag. It was in one of those, no, like... What are those
large,
bags called?
Sorry, y'all.
Like, reusable literally beach Walmart bags.
Literally... I can't. I physically can't.
She didn't even wrap no lobsters ice. Up.
No, nothing. Not wrapped up. They're alive. They're in there.
She literally took the plate and, like, poured it into the bag.
The fact that she gave them that shot of her, that, the get me the gift.
Yeah, Ramona's the, she's a monster, but she is a reality TV icon. She's yes. unlike any other.
And she knows it.
Speaking of Ramona, so she kind of, you know, it's hard to root for her because she says stupid shit right. sometimes. So she says, they're talking about, you know, Sonia was like, Bethany is a smart man. And Ramona says, how smart could he be? He was on drugs.
She can't help herself. Right before that, she was like, she said something else shady. Remember about someone?
She has no filter. She has no filter. All, she nothing. Is,
she, it's perfect. It's the recipe for perfection of television. Literally. If you're willing to be like that, it's like you earn your coin.
She gets yeah. it. They, she gets it. They honestly, the New York Housewives, they just get reality TV and they get that we want to see their real lives, but we want to see them being messy and they're like, fuck it, this is what yep. it is. And mm-hmm. here we are.
Literally.
She looks so hot at that clam bake. Those she heels. I like, how are you 62 years old?
Oh my God. If I'm 60, you could barely get me in heels like as yeah. a 25 right. year old woman. Right. Like,
it's she's not feeling happening. Hotter than she ever has. Like, Mario's in the back door, honey. Your backseat.
Seriously. So she did issue an apology based on her statement. She said, I cringe when I saw what I said about Dennis in tonight's episode. It definitely wasn't one of my finer moments. I respected and liked him very much. I sincerely apologize to his family and Bethany for my thoughtless comments.
Wow, I did not hear that.
I do respect that. Did anyone ever come back or anything being like, you didn't apologize in person? Because I feel like that's usually what happens in social media. They're like, oh, you're apologizing on social media. You never texted me in person, though.
Literally. You gotta yeah, true. Bro.
So I want to do a little bit of a deeper dive maybe you know next what? Week.
Bethany didn't
this.
Have time to clap back at friggin' her because she was too busy sassing Real Beverly houses. Hills. Yeah. So it's fine.
It is true. I think that between Bethany and Ramona, Ramona is just not on Bethany's radar. No. In any aspect. Like, she doesn't even care that there's an apology.
Bethany just makes fun of her more. Literally. So that's just what she is.
Okay, and then we get Barbara moving the storyline along, trying to get Dorinda Barbara! To make amends with Lou, which yeah. Dorinda's holding down her, what is it when you're like on... When you're like holding your foot down, what is
putting
it?
Her foot down?
Putting her foot down.
You're like, well, oh my God, I feel bad.
What is it when you like stand up for yourself? I've never done it before. Oh my so God.
Literally. Putting you know your what? Foot down, that's what it is, right?
Well, she, you know what? It's not a eggs. Because then, it, the, like, the preview of her being like, I wasn't. What was she calling being at the, look at us, we smoked a bag and now it doesn't matter. She was like, I didn't, wasn't heckling Giovanni. It's like, you were Dorinda.
Yeah, she's
like,
not
take
very
some responsibility here. But
self-aware.
No, that's it. She's not denying it and she knows she did it. She's so unself-aware, she doesn't think she did it.
Actually.
But at the same time, I love you, Dorinda, if you're listening. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Dorinda. We're just, you know.
Yeah, we got to keep it real. They keep it yep. real. Yep. I mean, the thing is, too, is I love Bethany and Dorinda having their real moment about death. Mm-hmm. Think about it. She kept her engagement on, like, nobody
biggest
knew.
Biggest ring. I'm sorry, but I said this while we were watching, but it's bigger than J-Lo's yeah. ring that she just came out with. Like,
hello.
Damn.
That wasn't an entire diamond. That was, like, that wasn't even a traditional wedding ring, eh? Like, it was so long.
It was,
but
like,
it wasn't
an oval-cut diamond.
That wasn't size. One diamond.
You don't think? I oh mean, I know nothing
about that. I know what it looks either. Like. No. I know nothing. I just see
it looks
that
like
it's
many
a big
little
ring.
Diamonds. Okay, I'm going to have to give that another look.
It, I don't know anything about anything that costs money, though.
Well, I know nothing
I'm
about
like,
rings.
That looks so blingy and shiny. It looks rich and expensive.
No. It was so huge.
She's I just, like, I liked someone else during it, but I do miss him. Remember she, Bethany
oh yeah,
was
she was talking about dating or meeting
while talking
and
about
trouble.
Him.
You could tell it was a dark relationship.
I mean, yeah, let's think about it. He overdosed on drugs. Right. That was probably the lingering undertone of why yes, everything man. Wasn't locked down. And she literally says it in the trailer, I wanted to get off the ride so much.
I feel
that
like she's alluding to like taking part too. Like, obviously, please don't sue me, Bethany. But do you know what I mean? Like, she seems... How could you not? If your boyfriend, fiance is like popping, and it was just prescription. If he's popping
like
Adderall, whatever, why wouldn't you take one?
I think I think that was the problem. Oh. Is like, you know what I mean? Like your partner is like,
to,
yeah,
yes.
what are you doing? Like
it
you don't need to be
world.
Doing that. Yeah, get out of my house.
Obviously, it's not something you wish for them to like pass away, but like the fact that you know that's not in her life. Maybe
so
is
very mysterious.
Yeah, I do want to learn more about her relationship with this guy.
I think she's gonna keep it unfiltered. I think we're gonna see her in. The therapy, which you saw in the trailer, I think we're gonna get all the answers we need.
Damn, like, what more can you ask for?
I know, very tragic, but worked out well for her.
I mean, yeah, I mean, and she's going on a date next week, she said.
Yeah.
This is just real life, though, you know? People go through this stuff, and it's great to see it on TV and how they deal with it in their own way. It's like someone who's so out of our lifestyle, who's, I mean, like, maybe not in Neil's lifestyle, yeah, but, like, someone who's very out of my lifestyle, who I can't relate to, but, like, I see them going through these troubles that normal people go through, and it's very interesting to see how they deal with it.
Yeah. It's relatable content, really. Yeah.
That's what called keeping it real. The Real Housewives,
literally,
in New York City.
And then our queen, Miss Sonia Morgan, had her paper magazine debut.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Wow. Iconic imagery.
To be on paper magazine with some of the greats is huge. And Bethany gave credit where credit was due.
That was funny.
Women supporting other women.
Bethany actually respects her now because she's done something major. Paper magazine is huge. It's one of my favorite magazines ever.
Same.
I'm impressed. I'm shocked that I didn't even actually know she was in there. I'm shocked at myself.
Those pics came out.
I'm before. Sad that I didn't see that because I would, damn. Those are amazing.
Yeah, she did a great job. So she throws this kind of cover viewing party, and this is the first all cast event.
And so weird
that three episodes in, and it has felt so full already in those three episodes, and they haven't filmed together. Tinsley brings Dale.
Oh my god. Neil, we're watching, goes, oh, I love
Gale.
I'm like, do you mean Dale?
She's a Gale.
Yeah. And then Sonia's, all her characters are there, her psychic's there, the designer. It's just a great eclectic group of people. And then we see Bethany trying to get Luann and Dorinda together. And right when they cross paths, to be continued, glares across the screen.
We all screamed.
We literally screamed.
Yes, all three of us. It ended with Dorinda saying, oh my god, hi! So fake. So nervous. She's just nervous.
Yeah, and I mean, I get what Bethany was doing. She's like, just go. Just get it over with. Let's just get this shit over with.
But it's like, let me do it.
How do you guys deal with situations like that? Are you usually confrontational when a situation like that comes up? Or are you no, I don't want to deal with this. Let me be.
I'm stressed out until the confrontation starts, and then I'm very direct.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting there. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm there, I can just... be very direct.
Especially in person, especially with 8 cameras around you. Think of it, it's different.
Oh, I can't. I can't imagine cameras actually being on you.
Yeah, in terms of confrontation, I couldn't.
Oh my god. Wait, I have to, because you just said I can't imagine cameras being on you. Can we talk about the piece of crumb that was on the side of Dorinda's mouth at lunch? Talk about, that was bad.
You need to go back and watch. Yeah. She has a crumb
on her. Barbara straight up did not tell her the crumb was there on purpose.
It was white.
That's evil.
It was noticeable.
That's evil.
Yeah, it was a rough
moment. Either way, actually, that's my toot of the week, is Dorinda's crumb.
Who is your MVP of New York?
Ooh. Dorinda's crumb.
I'm gonna really regret saying this for Barbara.
Okay,
she really led us through this episode.
True, she was kind of just weaving it all together for us.
I hate her, but she led us through it.
Yeah, good TV. She was doing her part. I would say Bethany's look at the paper magazine party was my favorite. That
beautiful
shredded thing. And her moment with Dorinda, and then hopefully getting Dorinda and Lou to join together.
Mm-hmm.
Any final moments on New York?
I can't wait for the rest of the season. It makes me so
happy.
How is
it episode 3? How?
And
they've
already
given us
so much content.
More action than some series have the entire thing.
I mean, they're not still talking about a dog.
Okay,
literally.
You know what, Bethany? We got to sign off because we're turning.
Okay, we just want to talk to you about some Hey You premieres coming up. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is going to be on Hey You April 1st. And then Love Island Australia will be on April 8th. I know there's a lot going on with Love Island. If you just literally type in Love Island controversy, you'll see it. But the one thing is that there'll be shirtless, sexy people on TV. If that's what you're looking for, Love Island Australia has it. If you
that's
want some
I'm
eye candy
yeah.
while you're folding your laundry.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
But like we say, the episodes are on Hey You. You can download and go over 200 of your favorite reality TV shows. The Simple Life, Barry Cavallari, Every Real Housewives City, Vanderpump Rules.
Denise Richards, It's Complicated. Check that out because
literally
it's iconic.
And then if you're into some murder mysteries, we got Snapped on there, which is
my
what I fall
fave.
Asleep
no,
to.
No, I like Buried in the Backyard.
Is that?
Try it. Oh, you've never seen Buried in the Backyard on Hey You?
dumb. Really?
Oh, babe. You're never going to watch Snapped again.
They bury people in their backyard.
It's just all the murder stories are, like, finding a body in your backyard or, like, around your house.
This is why my problem. This is all I've been watching for the past, like, maybe month. And I have nightmares every night, but I love it almost.
Yeah, I've been having really dark dreams since watching Snapped.
Yeah, I actually believe I could kill someone and get away with it. No! I'm not kidding. I feel like I've learned enough from the show. Anyway, we should end it right there.
I have a lot of enemies. We should talk about that later.
Anyway, follow us at This Is Thirst. We're going to be posting some GIF content. We're going to do GIF roundups at the end of every week. So if you're not following us on Twitter, it's at This Is Thirst with the Y, and Instagram at This Is Thirst with the Y. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.